Every year, the Bureau of Land Management removes thousands of horses from public land in Wyoming. They ship most of the horses to long-term holding facilities in the Midwest, but that's expensive and they're running out of space. So now the BLM has partnered with ranchers to create a so-called horse eco-sanctuary right here in the Cowboy State. It's the first of its kind in the nation, Wyoming Public Radio's Willow Belden reports.
The eco-sanctuary is located on a private ranch in southeast Wyoming. Open fields give way to wooded hills. A branch of the Little Laramie River trickles through, flanked by bushy foliage. And everywhere you look, there are horses grazing calmly. Black horses and gray ones, chestnuts and paints. Rich and Jenna Wilson run the ranch. As they drive me around, the horses lift their heads curiously. When we stop, several come over and sniff our hands through the open truck windows. Jenna Wilson says they're nicer looking than she expected wild horses to be.
I guess I was expecting them to be kind of dirty looking and wild and just wild manes with stuff hanging out of them or whatever, and that just wasn't the case. They are pretty.
Rich Wilson says the 228 horses here are all geldings and all were removed from public lands within Wyoming. The BLM routinely removes wild horses to keep herd sizes manageable. They try to find homes for them, but it doesn't always work.
If those horses aren't adopted, then this is where they come and they will live out the rest of their life.
The Wilsons won't train or domesticate the horses, but they couldn't help naming a few, even though one of their contacts at the BLM said not to get too attached. After all, the horses are supposed to stay as wild as possible.
She kept saying, no, you can't get attached to these horses, you know, and make pets out of all of them. And there's just some that they'll just walk up to you and how can you not pet them and love them?
The Wilsons say turning their ranch into an eco-sanctuary isn't actually that big a change. Traditionally, other ranchers have paid to graze cattle on the Wilsons' ranch. Now, the BLM is paying to graze horses there.
Whether we graze cattle or graze horses, it's just part of the business, and that's what we're doing.
And in fact, grazing horses is financially less risky than grazing cows because the BLM has promised to keep boarding the animals for life. That means the Wilsons won't need to negotiate new contracts each year. Plus, they're planning to start offering tours of the eco-sanctuary this spring, and they're hoping that will bring in some extra money. Diane Schober with the Wyoming Office of Tourism says it's a good plan.
One of the things that visitors do, is, you know, that's rates high on the list, is the authentic Western experience. And when we say Western, that doesn't mean necessarily just what you would think of in the traditional sense of, you know, cowboys. It's about wide open spaces. It's about wildlife. And, you know, it's great when you have ways that you can really deliver on that promise to visitors.
Schober says having additional attractions in southeast Wyoming, like the horse sanctuary, could prompt visitors to stay longer on their way to the national parks, which in turn could boost the tourism economy. The BLM says the eco-sanctuary will be good for other reasons, too, most notably because they need more space to keep horses. The agency's June Wendland says the BLM removes thousands of horses from the range each year, but at most a few hundred get adopted. As a result, 49,000 horses are currently in long-term holding facilities.
Nationally, we are running out of space in the Horse and Burro program altogether, in our short-term holding facilities and our long-term holding facilities.
To be clear, the new eco-sanctuary can only accommodate a few hundred horses, so it won't solve the overcrowding problem. But Wendland says it's a start, and it'll be good for the BLM's bottom line. The agency pays the Wilsons the same amount they'd pay to keep the horses in long-term holding facilities in the Midwest, but the BLM will get back some of the money that comes in from tourists who visit the eco-sanctuary. And they don't have to pay to transport the horses to the Midwest. Not everyone is thrilled with the eco-sanctuary model, though.
To call it an eco-sanctuary, I think, is really a misrepresentation.
That's Suzanne Roy with the American Wild Horse Preservation Campaign.
These are wild horses who have been taken from their natural environment. The stallions have been castrated. The families have been separated. They're no longer able to engage in the type of natural behaviors that wild horses have evolved to engage in.
She says instead of removing so many horses, the BLM should administer birth control to more mares and leave them on the range. It could take years for the BLM to reach its population objectives just through birth control, though. So in the meantime, the agency is hoping to open several more eco-sanctuaries across the West. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Willow Belden.